live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina. It's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad up the Black Bears last night losing first round of the playoffs to St. Stephen's. A tough night all the way around. And coach, again, we were, you know, just to get started here, you mentioned something I think makes a lot of sense. There's certainly, I know, in the hearts of all of us associated with this program, a lot of frustration this morning. But, you know, I guess all you can ask for is to have chances for your kids to win. And certainly had some chances last night. And there were some similarities, I think, last night between that game. And you said this to the West game, too. So a lot of frustration. But, you know, it's something that it's just part of the sport that we love so much, I suppose.
It is. And the longer you're in it, you're going to experience more of things, you know, more of these things like this. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we were on the losing end of it. But, you know, at the end of the night, we felt like we gave ourselves chances. You know, we had opportunities, and, you know, we just couldn't close the deal. Look at the stat sheet, and it's about like what you would think. I think looking at the first half, they had 173 yards of offense, and we had 133. I felt like they had field position for most of that mm-hmm. first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, we flipped it. You know, we went 125, and they went 20. I thought we did a good job of flipping that in the second half. You know, it wasn't one particular play. You know, and that's what we expressed to our kids last night, that certainly lost us the game by no means. A culmination of a lot of plays, you know, probably 12, 13 plays that we could pinpoint if we were to have one of those go our way and not go against us, you know, probably could have come out with a win. But, you know, that's part of playing football on a Friday night. And, you know, some nights are going to be on for you and some nights are not. And, you know, even though the stats say that should have won the ball game, you know, unfortunately for us, we didn't. And, you know, come up 1 point short.
When was your first opportunity to see this bunch on film this week? And what did you see and what did you think about in terms of your planning?
You know, the biggest thing we saw was a quarterback. You know, we knew everything went through him, and it did last night. 25 rushes for 71 yards, had 77 yards passing. So, you know, he was over 140 yards of their 190.
Mm-hmm.
So he accounted for about what we figured. Defensively, we were concerned about those two defensive tackles up front and obviously the linebacking core. Felt like we had some good matchups out wide, but those two tackles inside gave us a fit. But still, we moved the ball. And, you know, I think we look at first downs, and that's always kind of a cue for us where we're having success. We had 6 first downs in the first half. We had 8 in the second half.
Right.
So we were, you know, I thought we were very consistent on that end. Obviously, they had 8 in the first half and only 4 in the second half. So, again, felt like we won that second half like what we had been doing. We just couldn't put points on the board. You know, we got down there and obviously, you know, attempted 4 different field goals. So that tells you we were close enough, you know, down there to get points, whether it be field goals or touchdowns, and just couldn't get it in. You know, just couldn't get it in.
The Brown kid seemed to be a very patient kind of runner. Of course, he did show us some speed last night. He reminded us a little bit of Tim Tebow in the way he ran out there.
You know, reminded us a lot of McKinley.
Yeah.
Looked a lot like McKinley. You know, very thick legs. Hard to bring down one-on-one. You know, the first drive for them I thought was key. I thought they had, you know, 3 or 4 third downs, long third
right.
downs.
And a fourth down I think they might have converted in
and
there.
Converted.
Mm-hmm.
And converted. But again, we turned right around and had the big kickoff return and scored right back, bam, bam, and we're, you know, right back in it. And, of course, go up. And then you come to the, you know, that's the first time we've had a sleeping in called on me. You know, and we go back and we kind of look at it and, you know, again, that's one of those plays that, you know, had it gone our way, you know, probably wouldn't be sitting here talking about a loss this morning. But, you know, 4 plays before, we roughed the punter, you know, so we shouldn't be
right.
in that situation
right.
to begin with.
Right.
And, again, you know, not one particular play got us beat, but it was, you know, like I said, a culmination of a bunch of plays and didn't execute when we needed to. And, you know, that again, that's part of it, unfortunately. And when you're in the playoffs, it's one and done. You know, you got to be able to play at a high level when you get in the playoffs, no matter what round it's in. You know, we talked to the kids this week about the seeding process and the fact that they were, you know, had a little bit worse record than us. And we told the kids all week, and I made sure to echo it last night too. You know, all that seeding does is just tells you who's home and who's away. You know, you can't tell if that team come from a better conference than what you're in. you know, we felt like we were going to be in a close game, but we felt like we left some points on the field last night. And I think that's what's frustrating, you know, as a coach, and to see our kids, because you hurt for our kids, especially our seniors. Put a lot of time and effort into this season and for the years in the past and the parents and all of those things, and, you know, just came up short on the win last night.
Night in and night out, defense has played solid all year long. And you go back and you look at this stat sheet, and, you know, one of the things that impressed me last night after we finished up and we were looking at that, you're talking about holding a team's entire offense to, what, under 20 yards for an entire half of football. It wasn't like they didn't have opportunities. That's something special right there. And again, night in and night out all season long, your defense is giving you help to give you chances to win every single night too.
It was, you know, that was a big emphasis for us, you know, coming out of the offseason. We wanted to, you know, put a lot of emphasis on the defensive side. Felt like that's where we could win and lose ball games, and you know, certainly thought we did that. Offensively for us, we were consistent. You know, I can't come back and fault us on that side, you know, of you know, not getting it done. We were consistent in our numbers. We just couldn't convert when we got down in the red zone. You know, and we come back to the West game, and I mentioned that earlier, very reminiscent of the West game. Obviously the finish, you know, makes you think a lot of it, because getting down there close and you know, again, got a penalty right there and backed Tanner up, made it even longer. Field goal attempt, but, you know, again, at the end of the day, they made more plays than what we made. And, you know, you have to congratulate those guys to come in, hadn't made the playoffs in a while, and certainly were, you know, had a lot of energy last night and had a great leader in that quarterback. I thought that's probably one of the things that really stood out to me, is a very good leader. Kind of threw him on his back, and he carried him, and you know, we were 1 point short.
And we certainly will give that bunch credit, too.
Absolutely.
I thought, obviously, the quarterback play was very well, and I thought that they were pretty well coached out there last night and had a game plan and were prepared, too.
Had a, you know, had a good game plan.
Did you know that head coach?
I didn't know him.
Yeah.
You know, had to do a little research on him as well, and he coached at a college level there at one time in his career. But, you know, again, you come back to, did they give us something that we didn't prepare for during the week? And they didn't. You know, we got the same defense that we thought we were going to get. Ricky and them got the same offense, you know, we thought we were going to get, just based off the films we saw. And, you know, the execution for us was just a little bit off last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Here come the holidays. And here come the holiday specials at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. Every man or young man wants a case knife. There's a $5 rebate on the entire case knife collection through Christmas at Hometown Hardware. And whether you get them to play with or collect, Hometown Hardware is having a John Deere metal toy promotion for you to check out. And be sure to browse all the pretties in Karen's Craft Corner at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Coach, we talked a little bit about having a chance to go out there and play in a colder environment. And again, there were some things that maybe worked towards their favor. I think maybe the first time that they had played on an artificial surface at this point this year. And then, you know, of course, the weather we always like to think of as an advantage. But we didn't see anything. You know, I did feel like that they really kind of opened up their playbook a little bit and threw a lot of different kinds of things out there. But, you know, we didn't see a whole lot of really weird, terrible stuff. You know, a couple interceptions that we were taking advantage of defensively on our part, able to force a couple of bad snaps that we were able to take a little bit of an advantage of. But there weren't a lot of really kind of crazy fumbles and turnovers down there. So it was pretty evenly matched right there as far as the way everything kind of shook out that way.
You know, turnovers, you know, were about even.
Yeah.
You know, we lost a snap on a quarterback sneak. Of course, we had a couple of interceptions that we got. You know, then you kind of look back, well, how were the penalties? And we had eight and they had eight. You know, so we were about even on those. I think ours come at some critical situations, especially for us offensively when we got down in the red zone. You know, we had some holding calls. that backed us up, you know, and lost some field position there that I didn't think we got back. But again, you know, good game to be a part of, you know, as you walk away from it. You know, we will graduate 16 seniors off of that bunch. 10 of those 16 were starters. You know, that's a big chunk for us, and a little bit lower number for the total number of seniors, but, you know, a good chunk of starters that are those guys. And, you know, you hate to finish on one like that. You know, that unless you're playing the state championship and winning it, you know, you're going to end on a loss, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, you feel for your kids. We spent a long time on the field last night, probably as long a time on the field as I've done before. And, you know, seniors were trying to soak up that moment and you know, didn't want to come off the field. And, you know, it's hard on kids, and I don't think maybe fans understand that sometimes. When a kid puts that much emphasis and energy into it, and, you know, it all comes to an end, that's hard. You know, that's tough to walk away from, and, you know, you feel for your kids because you know what's gone into all of the process, and that's what it is, you know, a long process. And, again, proud of what our seniors have been a part of and helped us accomplish. Again, we did some really good things this season. A lot of big highlights that will come out of this, you know, as we do our banquet and all of those things. But, you know, just want to say thank you to those guys and certainly proud of what they helped us do this season.
What was the mood and what was the conversation like afterwards last night?
Very somber, you know. You know, I thought the feeling going into it was we felt like we had a really good bracket to try to advance.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of talk about that. You know, we didn't talk about that a whole lot during the week. So we didn't want to get caught looking ahead as far as the kids, any of those things. But you know, felt like we had an opportunity had last night gone our way. You know, of possibly getting to the third round, possibly getting to Thanksgiving. But you know, you got to show up every Friday night, and certainly they showed up 1 point better than we did.
You want to talk about your feel of, and there was a couple of things we saw out there, you know, weird kinds of things, and just maybe even just for me, I thought that there was sort of a point of emphasis, at least going into this season, about the idea of taking away from playbooks, plays that were designed to be deceptive. You know, certainly that's part, I think, what we saw last night, and I think that was part of our contention. What was your understanding after everything sort of finished up with that deal last night?
And I'm assuming you're talking about the sleeping in.
Right.
By rule, the receiver has to be inside the numbers when the ball is marked ready for play. As I went back and looked at the film, our film didn't start quick enough to see when they marked the ball ready for play. I could tell that the receiver was inside of the official, so that part was correct as far as the play goes. But I still don't know if he was inside those numbers when they marked it ready for play. All we saw was him come off of the sideline from behind the official, which is illegal.
Right.
Now, they had told the officials that they were going to run that play. You know, after I took the timeout and went out there and talked to the head official, he said, Coach, he said, we knew that play was coming. That was something that he had told us. And you do that, and maybe
right,
I need to
right,
maybe
right,
I need
right,
to,
right, right.
to talk about that just a second. As officials come and see you before the game, they ask you, do you have any trick plays? Do you have any you know, different formations we need to be aware of? That was something that their coach had made them aware of. We're going to run this play. Again, I'm sitting here just guessing if
sure,
I told you that.
Sure.
Was it legal? I don't think it was. I feel like he came off the sideline late, and that's why we didn't catch it. You can see us trying to get a timeout called.
Right.
As the ball was getting snapped, we saw it.
Right.
But it was, you know, right there as the play was going. They had brought the kick and block out, so we had lined up for, you know, a PAT.
I didn't see that.
A field goal attempt.
Yeah.
So it was very deceptive.
Sure, absolutely.
Was, you know, if that was, you know, the intent, they certainly did a good job of that on their end. You know, and again, that play, didn't beat us.
Right, I understand.
You know? And then you back up, like I said, four plays before, we shouldn't have been in that situation anyways, you know, to begin with. But, again, that was frustrating. I know I called a timeout and, you know, obviously argued it. You know, Coach Presley even come down out of the press box, and, you know, he was very adamant with them as well. And he knew we were still trying to coach the game, so he got a little bit more involved as far as the officials goes. And that was good. Right. That was good for him to do that because he knew we were busy doing some other things trying to keep us back going. And but anyways, you know, had we called it, would we be sitting here not saying that was a great play?
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of those things that happened. We gave them an opportunity to make a call at that time.
Right, right.
You know, and that's what, you know, frustrating for me as we look at it.
I think the thing that, again, you talk about, you know, folks trying to understand this, you know, all none of these things that we're talking about, none of them exist in a vacuum by themselves.
Right. Absolutely.
So not only do you have to try to manage that and deal with what's going on as far as that goes, but you're also having to think about what comes next and all those kinds of things. And it's all with, you know, people, you know, in your ear and all this. It's just so much going on and so many things to try to manage at one time. Then you have to try to refocus. It's not an easy task, is it?
No, and you know, you can sit here and you can look at a lot of different situations. It reminded me a lot of Danny Wilkins. Danny Wilkins won a state championship game in the state championship game with that type of play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you kind of reflect back. It was not a play that we saw on film. And,
right.
guys, we got five films.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we trade two for the coaches. So we pulled favors, and we had three more films. And it wasn't something that we saw or prepared for. And I haven't seen as a coach as far as another team running against us. Certainly we will – address it now.
Sure.
I guess it would be a lot like the Auburn and Alabama after the kick six.
Yeah.
Everybody is now making sure they cover the field goal attempts.
Yeah.
You almost say, well, you got to go through it one time to be able to fix it. Well, you know, also we went through it last night, so I'm hopeful that we won't run into that again.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Again, real quick, I just wanted to kind of go through, if I can, just a few of the scores from our side of the bracket. At least we'll go through some of the 3A scores anyway. Weddington a winner last night over Asheville. West Rowan over Carson last night, 28-27, a close one there. Southern Guilford over Southern Lee last night, 51-3. Reynolds beating Ashbrook, 71-28. Again, that game in Fairview last night. Cleveland over Union Pines, 37-31. Again, all these are 3A games. Concord beating Sun Valley. It was Northern Guilford upsetting Corinth Holders last night. Crest, 37 over Piedmont. High Brighton, again, upsetting East Gaston, if you want to call it that, at least based on seeding. Anyway, 43-28. Again, High Brighton and St. Stephens will see each other again next week. Eastern Alamance over CBA Cock, 55-14. Havelock beating Eastern Guilford, 41-28. Cuthbertson beating Irwin last night, 49-40. West Henderson winning over Forest View, 28-21. Again, that game played down in Henderson County. Freedom over Patton, 55-18. And let's see, Kings Mountain again shutting out North Henderson, 30-0. And that should just about, other than Statesville beating Tuscola, 28-14, just about sum up what we've got last night. Any surprises coming out of last night? I mean, I don't know that it was a big surprise that High Brighton did win last night, Coach, over East Gaston.
I'll be honest with you, Chad.
Hadn't had a chance to even think about it.
I have not even looked at scores. What you're telling me this morning is the first time I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I didn't turn on the radio or the news or anything last night, and, you know, we were busy with other things on our minds. The first time I've heard it, you know, obviously the ones that come to mind, obviously the high Brighton and East Gaston score that you mentioned, the close game between Carson and West Rowan. Obviously that's a conference game and they've seen each other before. You know, we felt like West Henderson would probably have a close game with Forest View, and certainly they must have. Obviously they got West Rowan coming back to them next week, so they get another home game out of it, and certainly we'll be pulling for them. Anybody in our conference like that that can advance would be good. And, you know, you look at ours, and obviously I think our score was a little bit of shock as well. Not because of the seating, but just felt good about the matchup, about the bracket. And I think probably people are waking up this morning seeing that score, and, you know, that's probably one that stands out a little bit too.
So you certainly haven't had a chance. That's certainly understandable and reasonable. But as far as what do you think about going forward and the kinds of things, you know, in the next few days, in the next few weeks, what is it that you start doing to go ahead and be thinking about making plans for next year?
You know, the biggest thing is coming back in and getting things cleaned up and getting everything sent off for reconditioning and all of those things. And you want your kids to have a little bit of a break. You know, so we'll spend some more time with our seniors and have our banquet and stuff set up and get that going. And we'll crank up, you know, full speed again in January, 1st of January, and we'll get rolling again. But, you know, your kids need a break, too. We've been going pretty hard for a while, and you always like to step away from it, and you want them to be hungry coming back. And, you know, certainly, you know, we looked at numbers. Obviously, we got talked about the 16 seniors. We've got 22 juniors that are coming back and 26 sophomores that are off that JV team. So, if you have all of them come out, you're going to start out with 48 kids, you know, and that's about 10 more kids than what we had this season. So we're hopeful that we're, you know, continuing to get those numbers up. This senior bunch that is coming up that are juniors right now will really be the first group that we've been able to recruit, I guess would be a good word, and get out. So we're hopeful that we can keep those numbers around the 20s.
And right. There's kind of a sweet spot, too, isn't there, both in terms of your JV program and your varsity program, as far as the numbers. You probably don't want to have too many. It makes things just much more difficult, I guess, in terms of what you can do. But there's kind of a sweet spot there in terms of numbers going forward, isn't there?
There is, and certainly we've been blessed with having a good number of kids out and good quality kids, you know. You look at the JVs, and obviously had some good success this year and had a high number of kids. You know, we were over 55 kids. Thought our coaching staff did a really good job of balancing that. And it's hard to get kids in a game, you know, when you've got that many kids on the team. And, you know, I thought we did a good job when we had the opportunity to make sure kids got a chance to get in and do some things and kind of show what they have. You know, certainly had some improvements there. You know, again, you don't want to stress too much on the future because you're right still. You feel like you're right here with our kids still and at the same point with our seniors. And but, again, you know, our seniors the last 3 years, and you start off with McKinley's bunch and Cheryl's bunch, and then you turn around and you go to, you know, the Trevor's bunch and Colton's bunch and Lucas's bunch, and now you're looking at, you know, John Albrecht, and you're looking at these guys. And all of these guys have been a part of the success that we've had. All of them have been a part of the success we've had against Tuscola.
Yeah.
You know, so they've been here. They put the work in, put the effort in, and, you know, certainly want to say thank you to them again. We've had some kids that came a really long way. We were talking about that last night. As a coach, you want to ask, did you get everything out of them? And I thought, especially for some of our seniors, they've come a long ways from where they were at as freshmen. I think they were a 4-16, maybe as freshmen. And to turn around and to say you're 8-4 and give yourself a chance to win a lot of ball games, finish second in the conference, I think those kids have come a long ways.
You're talking about those seniors, and you just go back and think about the body of work. Would you have, and I'll just pick out a name here, would you have guessed that you would have seen Daniel Van Varenberg with, you know, 1,800 yards this season?
I think that's a great example. You know, looking from last year to have the season he had this year is a great example of a senior. Jesse Martinez.
Yeah.
Jesse had a special season this year. He was somebody that Coach Brindley and I didn't know if he would be able to play that other defensive back for us. Mm-hmm. And had a great season, had another interception last night. You know, did a really good job there. Aiden Rogers, a player that hadn't seen the field a whole lot up until this season and really came on this second half of the season and did a really good job for us. Garrett Jones came off a big knee injury in wrestling season and was solid for us. I mean, and you can go right down the list.
Yeah.
And I don't want to skip any of our seniors by any means. Ben Wright, you know, comes to mind as being a solid player for us all the way through. And, of course, you're talking about Mackey, you know, dealing with that pancreatitis in the middle of the season and, you know, getting him back. And, you know, we went through some adverse times, but I just thought our seniors did a really good job of keeping us together and rallying. And, you know, for that, they had a successful season and something to celebrate and remember when they get older.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Here come the holidays, and here come the holiday specials at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. Every man or young man wants a case knife. There's a $5 rebate on the entire case knife collection through Christmas at Hometown Hardware. And whether you get them to play with or collect, Hometown Hardware is having a John Deere metal toy promotion for you to check out. And be sure to browse all the pretties in Karen's Craft Corner at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Again, the Black Bears finish up 2015 season. We'll move on going forward. And again, when you look at everything that you've got, sort of the deck of cards, and certainly you're not ready to finish up everything here, certainly with those seniors, a lot of things still planned and to do. But when you look at that deck of cards that's out on that table for you, Coach, and you see the opportunities, I think, that are out there with a JV program that didn't lose a football game, and the things that you've got coming in terms of the middle school programs and the youth leagues and so forth, boy, the cupboard's not going to go dry anytime soon, and that's got to be an exciting feeling for you.
You know, I think it's a process, and I hope the people, you know, especially that are listening, understands this. You know, when you put the time into your youth programs and your middle school programs, you're building for the future. And I think sometimes as fans we get caught up in just that particular season,
right,
and don't see the whole process. And I think, you know, coming from me, I hope people understand that too. I'm not spending all of this time down in these programs because I want somebody else to reap the benefits. You know, my plan is with our family. You know, certainly things are good here, and we're happy here, and you know, we'll continue to be here as long as we can. But you know, I'm not putting that time in down there just to put it in. I mean, there's a reason for that, and I think it's going to continue to help us. I think you look at the quarterback situation. When I got here, we didn't have very many what we felt like quarterbacks in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And now you look at it, and you obviously you got Houston, and you got Tanner Wyatt. You got Colton Rogers, Houston's brother. You got the Robertson kid coming out of the middle school. And we're starting to groom these kids with this 7-on-7 stuff that we're doing at a young age and receivers. And, you know, the next step for me going into that is seeing how I can bring in the linemen, the young linemen, you know, trying to get some competitions for them set up during this 7-on-7 time. And, again, spending time down there with them, you know, and I hope people understand that for me and our family again. You know, we're building for the future here. You know, that's the goal that we have. And hopefully we'll continue to reap the benefits of that. You know, and I want to make sure I get these kids out there too. Seniors real quick, Drayton Kirkpatrick is another example of a kid, you know, tore that elbow first day of hitting.
Right.
You know,
right.
Tore UCL. You know, that's Tommy John surgery if you're a pitcher.
Yeah.
And, you know, this kid wore a brace all year long. Hunter Rowland came in and filled in for Mackie, you know, when we were down with him. So we just, you're proud of how your seniors continue to fight. We got through some adversity and got through some tough times. And I know there's some other ones in there. Christian Jones had an outstanding season. You know, this kid was solid all the way through, especially at defensive back. Don't know if there was a better defensive back in our conference this year. I mean, just did a really good job for us. But again, you know, you mentioned it, and you know, kind of looking past this season, yes, you know, we're excited about what could be out there. We know how much work got to go into it starting in January and getting the kids bought into it and getting them to gel too, and that will be important once we get to that point.
Absolutely. Well, certainly look forward to it going forward. As always, it's my pleasure to be able to do this with you. It's an honor for me, and I've once again enjoyed it, and look forward to having an opportunity to maybe do this again next year for sure. But again, we want to thank everybody that's made this possible as we've gone through the season here on WPTL as well. Frank Bird back in our studio this morning. Of course, the Rec family. I want to thank everybody that comes out, from Dwayne and my dad and Zeke and Dr. Klein that's always here with us to support us. All Breton family's been out a good bit as well, so we want to thank those folks. Again, I want to thank everybody that supports the broadcast, and particularly those sponsors, and we'll look forward to doing it again next year. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next time, so long, everybody.